We're going to turn the page here and talk about sort of day two, maybe week two. Who knows what this scene is, but the big three of the auto companies in Detroit are back on Capitol Hill today, making their case to Congress once again for a $25 billion bailout. Joining us is Bill Vlasic, New York Times Detroit bureau chief. He's in Washington, D.C. Bill, thanks for being a part of the program.
Morning, John.
Bill, let me just ask one story that was the lead of the FT yesterday, the Financial Times, suggesting that GM has already talked to Sweden and that Ford has perhaps already talked to Sweden to get that nation to bolster the balance sheets of Volvo and Saab as a preparation for selling those assets. Is it likely that we're going to see that announced today or offered today by the big three in Washington?
Well, these plans that the three companies, GM, Ford, and Chrysler, present today are going to be pretty wide-ranging. And the brands that they own are under a lot of scrutiny right now, and there will be some changes. Ford said yesterday they, after a lot of anticipation of this for some time, that they are going to sell Volvo. And we expect that Saab may be among the brands that GM will want to either sell, eliminate, consolidate, or downsize. So if the Swedish government is an opportunity to get for these companies to get rid of Volvo and Saab, I'm sure they'll be exploring that. You know, right now, everything's being looked at, so nothing surprises us.
Bill, take us into the interior of this decision a little bit. I mean, is it possible that Saab and Volvo are brands that, you know, GM and Ford ought to hold on to for economic reasons, but for political reasons, because the Congress doesn't want to be in a position of sending taxpayer money to Sweden, GM and Ford have to unload them?
Well, I think that that's what's happening now. But in fact, Ford has been they've been streamlining their operations as far as brands for a couple years now. They sold Land Rover, they sold Jaguar, they sold Aston Martin. At one time, a few years ago, having a stable of European luxury brands seemed like a good idea and a way to really get the a bigger piece of the premium car market, but that's a luxury Ford can't afford.
Right.
And in General Motors' case, they've owned Saab for many years, and it's really only been a very, very small contributor for a long time, less than 0.2% of the U.S. car market. And again, these are nice brands to own when you're doing well, but when you are holding on by your fingertips, you really can't afford to put your resources into them.
There's some theater today. Instead of flying in on private jets, I guess Mulally of Ford is going to drive to Washington. Rick Wagner might drive in. Nobody's going to be flying in private jets. In the sort of media spin since the last round of testimony, it appears that Mulally and Ford have made a pretty good case that they're in much better shape to both bring fuel-efficient cars to market quicker and that their balance sheet is in better shape. Do you think that's going to persist this week?
Yeah, I think of the three, Ford is clearly in the best shape. And it's ironic because it was just about 3 years ago that Ford was considered by far to be in the worst shape. But in 2006, Ford mortgaged all their assets, including their logo, to borrow and set up a huge line of credit, which at the time people thought was a sign of desperation. Well, it's turned out to be a pretty good move because they've got a lot of borrowing power that General Motors doesn't.
Well, in this economic environment, it's all about, in this rapidly changing economic environment, it's all about timing. And Ford, at least at this point, has definitely shown that it has the best timing. Bill Vlasic, thanks so much for joining us, New York Times Detroit bureau chief in Washington for the next set of hearings by the CEOs of the big three car companies. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Jeff.